I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Ontario University Athletics Division of U Sports are voicing opposition against their inclusion from the elite sports category outlined by the Ontario government amid the COVID-19 Omicron variant outbreak. New restrictions were introduced on January 4th that listed specific sports leagues as elite, while junior leagues like the Ontario Hockey League and the Ontario Scholastic Basketball Association were permitted to continue. All OUA games were postponed until January 27th, with the possibility of extending the pause if necessary. The OUA released a statement this week saying that Ontario University athletes are elite and deserve to finish their season. The OUA released a statement this week saying that Ontario University athletes are elite and deserve to finish their season. The statement reads, quote, "The notion that the hardworking student athletes, who have long strived toward the goal of competing at the post-secondary level and proudly representing one of the OUA's 20 member institutions in the sport they love, aren't considered elite by the government of Ontario is a disservice to the dedication, commitment, and talent that they continue to show on a day-to-day basis," end quote. The statement also outlines the levels that Canadian university athletes have competed in, which include various international competitions and the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Further, OUA writes that competing at the university level is a goal of several athletes, many of which come from the OHL and the OSBA. The statement also reads, quote, "It is the privilege of thousands to compete at the university level each year. It is the joy of many to turn their post-secondary experience into continued athletic success beyond their years at school. And it is the right of all these past, present, and future OUA student athletes to be given the recognition and the respect they deserve," end quote. The hashtag OUA is elite began to circulate online in solidarity with all OUA schools. Teams, players, and coaches shared the statement using the hashtag and included their own opinions about the postponements. Along with the OUA statements, other schools and teams, including the Ryerson Rams, Humber College, and the University of Windsor, issued their own statements regarding the Ontario government's decision. A message from the Rams athletes reads, quote, "We are asking to be designated as an elite amateur sport league under the province's new restrictions. Fostering the growth of elite sport within Ontario is essential. This involves nurturing an elite training environment and competition structure for all participants. The uncertainty surrounding the status of OUA athletes in this province has further exacerbated rising mental health concerns, academic anxieties, and a growing inability to retain talented student athletes in Canadian university sport. Several current and former OUA athletes are representing Canada in international competition at the Olympic Games and play their sport professionally, showcasing the high performance nature of our league. Ontario student athletes and universities have been extremely diligent in abiding by all health and safety protocols for the last 2 years, providing a safe daily training environment for everyone. We ask that OUA student athletes, coaches, administration, provincial and national sport organizations, government officials, U Sports, and fans work with us to find a solution so that we can continue to train and successfully complete our season," end quote. Posts in support of the Ryerson Rams and OUA include women's basketball guard Michaela Dochich, who took to Instagram to voice her frustrations over the postponements. She mentions the cancellation of the entire 2020-2021 season and the uncertainty during her current senior year. Since March 2020, the women's team have only been able to play 6 regular season games. Prior to coming to Ryerson, Dochich was part of the University of New Brunswick Reds varsity team. She is expected to speak with CGRU later this week. Further, with the current season's pause and continuation uncertain, more than 30 OUA players have decided to leave school and sign professional contracts with various ECHL, AHL, and European teams. This includes York Lions men's hockey captain Justin Bean. The senior defenseman signed with the Cincinnati Cyclones of the East Coast Hockey League this past week. The Cyclones are a minor league affiliate of the Rochester Americans of the American Hockey League and the NHL's Buffalo Sabres. Bean played 6 games this season for the Lions prior to ending his collegiate career. The right-hand shot defenseman, who is currently in Cincinnati, is expected to speak with CGRU later this week to discuss his decision to turn pro. More updates are expected to be announced regarding OUA's decision in the next month. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.